All right. Are we
back? Hang on, Norm.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Dan Bennett said, come on, and showed you where to go. You made the best of this test, and that is why. You got to make the choice and decide that now it's time. That choice was unpredictable, but in the end was right. We hope you had the time of your life.
That's the Denny.
You want me to keep going? Don't worry.
No, thank. That's great.
No, pal. We're
hey,
good, pal.
No,
we're good. We're good.
Denny's got shows at 7 and 9 o'clock tonight, and he'll be selling copies of his best-selling album.
Donnie's staring at him. Norm was staring at him. I was like, you want me to keep going, huh?
Norm answered that question for you. I'll tell you that much.
Good, Denny.
Nope.
Denny.
Nope.
Appreciate you.
Way back at Ranger Train Camp in what was the name of that little town? Anyway, we all stayed at the Surf Rider, and every Friday night, this singer would appear, Denny, and he would do shows at 7 and 9, and let me assure you something, Denny can sing. You are way better than this guy Warren was, and he would take a break, and he would literally, during his break, pass through the bar trying to sell copies of his records to people, and it's... You can sell yours, Daddy.
You okay, Donnie?
I'm good.
What's happening here?
God, that was great. And Norm has no idea. Maybe he goes out with 130, whatever it is. 135? Well, that's right, because it was an honorary e-break for 134 today, because they played all of your classics. So they ended with 134.
Was that field goal level? I'm not sure.
That was great. Jeez. So maybe we have a candidate for next week, because that was awesome. Okay, well, all right.
What happened?
Never mind.
Okay.
That makes it even better. All right, we have a couple of segments left in Norm's retirement show. So we're going to have the Muses and the Hardline join us at 11:30. But I wanted to play a couple of things from our show, because we heard the Muses with the e-break special, and a couple of things that I witnessed in person that I feel are some of Norm's greatest hits. So let's start with this past Normathon, because this one, I feel, is right up there with one of the greats.
Still early in the morning.
Early. It's not even 7 a.m. We have Peter King on, and we're interviewing him. And at the end, Norm, doing all of his research, has a fun fact about Peter King that he wants to address to Peter King, and this happens.
You know, he may have to think about stepping away for a while, but, you know, we'll see what the doctors say.
Finally, Peter, over the years, we've talked so many times. I've heard you so many times at the Musers, and there's always been at the bottom of my question page one I wanted to ask you. You are Peter King, but your middle name is Boatswain. Where did that come from?
My middle name is Andrew.
That's not true. It's Boatswain.
And then he hangs what? Up.
Did you make him so mad with that he hung up?
No.
Lost Andrew. Boop.
What happened there, Jake?
I don't know.
Nothing happened.
My phone call just dropped off.
Oh, my goodness.
That was incredible.
I think Peter King did that for the effect it would have. My middle name was Andrew. Click.
My favorite part is, after he told you what his middle name was, Norm insisted, no, it's not. It's Boatswain. This guy's been living for 70 years, and Norm wants to tell him what his middle name is.
Can I tell you one quick fact?
Sure.
I got a note this week from Peter King.
Did you really?
Boatswain. Yep.
Did he sign it Boatswain?
He did not sign it Boatswain. He didn't use Andrew. He simply said Pete.
Okay. This one I saw in person. It's a Cowboys postgame show. And Norm and I started doing the Cowboys postgame show together in 2007. And we did it for about 11 or 12 seasons. And it was so much fun. I really enjoyed watching football games with Norm. And we take a lot of calls during the postgame show. And one guy was particularly upset when the Cowboys played Washington. And there was an incident at halftime.
Early in the season.
I think so, right.
Yeah, really yes. Early, and there was a fumble right before the half.
Tony Romo kind of threw it to the outside to Tashard Choice. He fumbled. Washington ran it back for a touchdown right before halftime. And this guy got so upset at Norm. Okay, we'll play it, and then I'll tell you my strategy for postgame shows, which should give me the co-MVP of everything that Norm did in a postgame show. Here we go. Play it.
He's an idiot. He should have went down.
Daryl,
forward, don't do.
Careful how you use the word idiot.
Well, he is an idiot.
Well, you know what?
That wasn't too careful, Daryl.
Careful, Daryl. Careful. Okay. That's a mirror you're looking in.
That wasn't too careful.
Hey, Norm.
Yeah.
I've seen some of your picks at the track, and sometimes they're not very good either.
Well, Daryl, then put out your own damn tip sheet. Tell me how you're doing. Tell me how you're doing at the track. And if you're using, and Daryl, if you're doing using my tip sheet and you're such a good handicapper, why the hell are you using the tip sheet? Why are you so stupid as to use a tip sheet that costs you money? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And your partner's the one that picks them. You don't do it.
Tommy Castillo and I put that program together years ago.
He's the advertiser. He does the picking.
Daryl, thanks for your call. Bye. I appreciate it. Okay, let's see. We're going to cut to Tashard Choice.
Oh, man. That was great. Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. Get a feeling he lost a bet.
I don't think he had a real good weekend.
JG in Florida, you're on the ticket. How are you?
Oh, wow. So great.
Went right to another call.
I know. After just turning on him. And every time I would see Norm getting his feel of a caller in the postgame, I would calmly turn off my microphone, back away from the desk, because I knew the magic was about to happen.
And you could see it coming because he would adjust in his seat.
Oh,
like he would
yes.
get in a stance.
Yes.
Like, okay, really let this guy have
After
it.
About a couple of years, you definitely could tell when it was about to go down and Norm was doing his thing. Now, before we get to the next segment, I did get a call yesterday, Norm, and I want to pass this on to you because it was right after the show, and I don't even think the phone rang. It just went to voicemail. So when I got the voicemail, it was Andrew Kaufman. And he is the director of communications for the George W. Bush Presidential Center.
Oh.
And this is what the note says. President Bush has written Norm a note, which he'll get in the mail. But if you're interested, you're welcome to read the contents of the note on the air. So he sent it to me. So I'm going to read the note that President Bush sent to Norm on his retirement. You ready for this, Norm?
Oh, more than ready.
Dear Norm. Congratulations on a fine run as a leading voice of DFW and national sports. I remember fondly as you helped me, the new owner of the Rangers, deal with the pressures of sports ownership. You developed a large following because you were damn good. God bless, George W. Bush.
Wow.
How about that?
You know what he didn't mention there was the talk show I did on HSE called House Party, something like that. Okay.
House Party. All right.
And we had George Bush on, and I mean, George Bush is, it's before he's president, but he's George Bush for heaven's sakes. And we also had on Derek Johnson, and Derek Johnson was a night stock clerk at a supermarket, and he developed turkey bowling. You would set up 10 Pepsi 1 gallon in the bowling form at the end of the aisle, and you'd then take the frozen turkey and put your fingers inside the net and fling it down the aisle, and you'd turkey bowl. Fun shtick. After it's over, President Bush, the future President Bush, comes on. And I said, would you like the turkey bowl? And he said, Sure. And he flings a frozen turkey across the stage at Pepsi bottles. And I have no idea how he did, but I said to him, you know, someday the Democrats are going to use this against you. And he was, that whole family was so good. George Bush, the first, 40, 41, came up in the booth. We were doing Ranger games. Barbara Bush came up in the booth. The Bush family is just, what a wonderful family.